Chapter 9. A Marvelous Discovery. Half an hour later, Dr. Blake, Skink, Hal and Roger were back in the water again. They carried powerful torches. Soon, they came to the ship lying on the bottom of the sea. Fish and other sea creatures were swimming around the ship. The men moved slowly inside the old ship, trying to find the treasure. Finally, at the back, Dr. Blake found 4 boxes. He signaled to the others to come and see them, and together they opened the heavy boxes. There were lots of interesting things inside. There were metal dishes and gold cups, exotic ornaments, little metal statues, and clocks. One smaller box contained beautiful necklaces and rings. The last box was full of gold and silver coins. It really was a marvelous discovery. Back on the Lively Lady, they talked about the treasure.
"The museum will be so happy with it," said Dr. Blake. "There are some beautiful ornaments in those boxes. They've been under the water all this time, but you can still see that these things were very exotic in the past."
"Why weren't there any bodies or clothes on the ship?" asked Roger.
"Sea creatures ate the bodies," answered Dr. Blake. "Human bodies don't last for a long time, especially underwater."
"Metal, stone, and wood are much stronger than humans," said Roger. "They last for centuries."
"Do you think all those lovely things were for the Spanish aristocrat's home?" Captain Ike asked Dr. Blake. "Or was he going to sell them?"
"I think they were for his home," answered Dr. Blake. "He brought them from Spain to Manila when he became governor of the Philippines."
"I'm sure his house was the most beautiful home in Manila," said Hal.
"You're right," said Dr. Blake. "But he lost his life and everything he owned on his return journey to Spain."
Skink was very quiet, but he was listening carefully.
"We're giving all the treasure to the museum," said Dr. Blake. "But first, we must photograph the boxes of treasure on the ship. Let's get the 3 cameras and go down again. Roger, you wait for us here on the boat."
They put oxygen into the tanks, and then Dr. Blake, Hal, and Skink went back into the water. Dr. Blake began to photograph the treasure inside the ship. Hal took photographs of the Santa Cruz from outside. Skink was trying to film the boxes of treasure with the video camera. When they returned to the Lively Lady, they sat together and ate a delicious lunch. Skink showed them the video images, but they weren't very good. It was hard to see anything clearly except some curious fish looking at the camera lens. After lunch, everybody wanted to rest except Skink.
"I'm going down to the ship again," he said. "I'll try and take better video pictures this time."
An hour later, Skink was back without any successful pictures.
"It was no good," he told Hal. "The fish disturbed me all the time."
Hal looked at Skink to see if he was telling the truth. Maybe his story was true, but it was strange. But if he wasn't filming a video, then what was he doing down there for an hour? He couldn't steal anything from the ship. There wasn't anywhere to hide it. But Hal was worried again.
"I'll go down to the ship and check that everything is okay," he thought.
Hal prepared his equipment and then went down into the sea. Suddenly, he saw something round and black in the distance. Was it a small submarine? Was it a big fish? He went deeper and finally reached the Santa Cruz and swam inside. He saw that all the boxes of treasure were open. Hal swam closer and looked inside the boxes. Some heavy things were still there, but not the ornaments, jewelry, and coins. Where were they?